support that. So does Al-Qaeda. Ironically, they're on the same side in Syria. Western governments worry if they intervene in this, will the wrong people benefit? The Nusra Front emerged with an internet video earlier this year. They say they're jihadis, back from other wars to fight in Syria. We don't know if this video is genuine, but some believe this is the future in Syria.
The numbers were quite small at the beginning, but they have grown in this time. The hard element of the opposition, the armed, the combat experienced people who come up from either Libya or Iraq, not only are at the vanguard, but they are actually pushing out all other forms of opposition.
The regime says that this is the result. They blame bombings in Damascus on Islamists, though the Nusra Front deny they did this. Some Syrians did go to Iraq to fight. Did they come back with Al-Qaeda's ideology?
Not good.
Abu Layla fought in Iraq. He says he was defending his tribe, which is found in both countries. Despite appearances, he doesn't like Al-Qaeda. He fears them. And he says he doesn't believe they are behind the recent bombings. This lie has been used over and over by the regime, he says. I wish they'd come up with something new. The regime lies all the time. They even lie about the weather. The bombings are done by the regime. Many fighters are deeply pious, but there's a moderate tradition of Islam here, at odds with Al-Qaeda's harsh ideology. The daily suicide attacks and beheadings, so familiar from Iraq, have not yet come to Syria.